In Weldon Spring, Missouri, a new tourist attraction opened this month, one you might not expect. It was once an explosives plant and later a uranium ore processing plant. A cleanup of the site lasted 16 years and cost nearly $1 billion. Now its project manager, Pamela Thompson, describes it as a highly engineered disposal facility for radioactive and other waste, and it's receiving visitors. As you might imagine, there's some controversy over whether this is an appropriate site for an afternoon picnic. We called Pamela Thompson to ask her what the place is like.
Weldon Spring looks like a large park that has a very large 7-story, 45-acre white mountain in the middle of it. And in the center of this mountain is 1.5 million cubic yards of hazardous waste that's been containerized and enclosed and entombed and protected for at least the design life of 1,000 to 2,000 years.
Now, I gather that there's a museum on the site.
We call it an interpretive center. It's an educational experience. We have hosted the history of the site from back in the early 1900s when land here was owned by German immigrants and Southern settlers. So we go and talk about what was done during the Army's time that they used this property and then what we did while we used this property here with the Atomic Energy Commission. Then we also go into a very extended discussion and display of actually what our cleanup process was about.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me that it's absolutely safe?
It's absolutely safe.
Besides words, are there objects in the museum?
Yes, there are manipulatives for children to handle.
What kind of things? What do they manipulate?
They can feel all of the liners that we've used in the disposal facility. They have an opportunity to go and look at Geiger counters and equipment that we used while we were doing this cleanup or while they were doing the plant operations when they were operating as a feed materials plant.
I've heard that there are some critics that say that there isn't that much in the exhibit that talks about the danger of radiation, the cancers that uranium workers have suffered in some places, the problems caused by putting waste in open-air lagoons, and so forth.
Well, as with any interpretive center, I think there's always room to grow, and that's what we're hoping with an interpretive center, an educational center, that if there's something missing or a question that this center doesn't answer, that we have an opportunity to put it out there because we certainly have that information.
Mm-hmm.
It's really our main message is site is safe, the cell is safe, well-designed and well-constructed. It needs to remain safe. You, as a people, no matter what government you have, no matter what form that you're in, you need to know what's here and know how to keep it safe.
So do you see Weldon Spring as the future?
I see Weldon Spring as our step towards the future. I believe that as the country looks at their environmentalist goals and trying to make sure that we learn from the lessons of the past, we have to have people come. They're taking other brownfield sites and turning them into recreational parks. It's something we have to try. Certainly locking it away and not letting people come here when it is safe does not accomplish that goal.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Margot.
Pam Thompson is project manager for Weldon Spring. She joined us from the site in St. Charles County, Missouri.